Him, the longer we serve Him, the sweeter it grows. Genesis chapter 7. Maybe you could identify with this, maybe not. But has anybody ever begin to go somewheres, leave the house, and someone says, "You better get your raincoat." And you look at them and you say, "The sun's out. It's hot. I don't need a raincoat." And they say, "Well, the forecast is calling for rain. I don't need a raincoat. The sun's out. It's not going to." Fast forward. You're there with your t-shirt and shorts on, no rain jacket, not taking the advice. And it comes a torrential downpour, and the other person's standing there with an umbrella and a raincoat on, and you're standing there soaking all the way down. Anybody ever been there? Yeah. Did that one time when somebody said, "You need to get a coat. It's going to be cold." Probably the first time that I'd ever desired to go into stores. Just go into stores, just to shop. No, I was going in there to get warm. When we get advice, we process it and we make different decisions, don't we? But if we listen to God and know that it's His voice, know that it's according to what the Word of God says, we should go with it. Amen? We should go all in. And that's what we've entitled today's message is All In. Genesis chapter 7, beginning in verse 13. We've been talking about Noah and his family, and he preached and he pleaded with people, and the people were wicked. We talked about that. And it never rained upon the earth. Then we find in verse 13, "In that self same day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after the kind," and that meant the kind was not every type of animal, but it was a kind of that animal. Like if you took a boxer in, that was a boxer. It was a dog. It didn't take in a German Shepherd and like mine. A kind. That's what it means there. "And all the cattle thereof, their kind, and every creeping thing, and every creeping upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, and every bird of every sort." Verse 15. "And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is breath of life." Verse 16. "And they that went in, male and female of flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in." Who shut the door? Verse 17. "And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark and was lifted above the earth." They entered the ark, okay? They were getting into the ark. Let me kind of explain this, because sometimes we lose the effect of what's going on here, because getting into the ark, there was no rain, okay? They were being ridiculed, they were being laughed at, and they were way out of their comfort zone, because there had never been rain. There had never been built an ark of this size, or ark period. There was no ever need for it. But God commanded it, and they trusted Him and obeyed Him, just as we should. Okay? They all went in. This was an extreme. They had never experienced this type before. But God says go in, and they did. They left everything and went all in. It's kind of like if you took the acrostic faith and you said, "Forsaking all, I trust Him." forsaking all, I trust him. They went in. We often as Christians stay in a comfort zone. We stay in a ritual zone. These folks did not sit outside in the chair beside the boat. When God said, go in, they did not sit outside the boat in chairs and go, oh, believe I'll wait till it starts raining. And then maybe after it starts raining, I'll wait till the waters come up ankle deep, maybe knee deep. And when it gets knee deep, we'll go in, guys. No. They were all in. Not rained. They're all in. No compromising. Way out of the comfort zone. They went in and the Lord shut the door. Do you get that? Sometimes we stay in our comfort zone and God's asking us and prompting us and drawing us to do something and we have to stay in our comfort. No, when God says something, we ought to trust Him and obey and go all in. Period. Sometimes we get in that comfort zone. The ritual may not be God's plan. It may not be God's plan. We need to seek Him daily. God often asks us to step out in faith situations into a zone that only He can work through, that we need Him, and He's the only one that can see us through. So many times you see people that are coming to church and beginning their faith walk and their journey with Christ, and they begin to walk with God, and all of a sudden Satan throws some kind of curveball at them, and they have a life situation, and it gets tough and it gets difficult, and rather than getting it in, trusting more with God and going all in for Him, they turn back to their ways that they were in before, and Satan says, aha, I got you. And God said, no, I've got something better. Keep pressing forward. Keep pressing on, because I have something greater than what you can imagine. If you will just keep leaning on me and get out of your comfort zone, quit trusting yourself, trust in me and follow me, and I will show you the way. I have plans that you don't even know about, but if you will trust me and go forward instead of just settling for mediocrity, God says, I've got better plans for you. Trust me and obey. It may be something that's never been done. It may be something that you've never done. But when times get tough and life gets uncomfortable, keep seeking God. Keep following Him. Your daily walk with Him is so vitally important. Things get tough. Well, I'll just quit going to church. No. Church is where you need to be, because they ain't none of us got it all right yet. We haven't crossed over. We're working together as a family to work through what God has for us. And yes, there's an element in there that's called forgiveness. Okay? That forgiveness sets us free. Hello? People sometimes can go out of extremes. They can go all in, and they go to extremes to do that. And sometimes it's not a good thing. Sometimes they go all in to get attention. Sometimes they go all in to like someone else, or to look at someone else, or have more money, or meet somebody famous, or even get the grade in school to pass. They'll do extremes to go around instead of doing the work. Hello. Sometimes people do things extreme. They go all in to get all these things, and they lower their morals and their standards to be accepted and to get what they want, instead of leaning on God and allowing Him to be the giver. Doing something extreme is not always bad. It doesn't have to be weird to draw attention to yourself or anything like that. We should press all in to the prize that God has for us, to the faith walk that He has for us, something that's beyond what we can control, and that He alone is the only one that can perform it through us. But you know what? It takes stepping out. It takes stepping out and say, yes, God, I hear you. I will obey and I will follow you. I will listen to you and I will obey. It's something that's not comfortable to me because, God, I've never done this. But yet, I will because I want you to be glorified. And for some people, that's salvation. I'm old, yes, but I do recall back in the day that I was shy and backward. I didn't like to speak in front of nobody. I didn't like attention. I wanted to stay behind everything. And the Lord began to work on my heart and convict me of my sin. And I grabbed onto that pew. They still make them that way, that you can grab and curl your fingers around to the back of them, that you can hold on. And I held on, knowing that the God that loves me was calling me to get saved. And you know what? I didn't move that morning. That particular night, Sunday night, I took the first step, and that was the most nervous step I believe I ever took. I'm like, what are you doing? You're going to walk forward in church? I took the first step. But then when I took that second step, there was something that came over me that I cannot explain other than God. It was like God just began to help me take those next steps. And it was by faith that I continued to walk forward, and I felt the presence of God, as many of you have, many of you recently have, that you've taken that second step. Some have told me, man, I'm nervous about going to the baptismal waters. It's not that they're scared of water. There's a battle going on. And God says, trust me. And they've stepped out by obedience and did that. And I'm proud of them for doing that. Once you take that step for God, He will not leave you. He won't forsake you. He will uphold you with His righteous right hand. He will help you. And please know that He will always be there for you. Okay? Brian Tracy said this, the comfort zone is the greatest enemy of all human potential. The comfort zone is the greatest enemy of all human potential. Philippians 4:13, if you would, please. Philippians 4:13. Some of our students has t-shirts now that says believe. That word is a big word. That's an important word, to believe. Underneath it, it says Philippians 4:13. I can. Seems pretty affirmative, doesn't it? I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Praise God. Go all in with Him. Go all in with Him. Walk with God. Go all in. Go all in with your Bible study. Go all in with your prayer life. Go all in with your witnessing. Go all in with your fellowship with other believers. Go all in. When He says, deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow me, that means all in. That don't mean sitting back and going, well, when we get this or we get that, or I do this or I do that, I may one day. No. God wants you all in now. There's no this or that. You're either for Him or you're against Him. Go all in. Go all in. Fulfill God's plan for your life. Make an impact in lives for the kingdom of God. Trust Him and don't turn back. Don't turn back. Noah and his family, they just didn't hang out around the ark. They went in the ark. Okay? Go all in. You can live an extraordinary life above what you cannot even imagine to make a significant difference in life, no matter where you are in this journey. no matter where you are in age, no matter what's happened prior to this very day, God has a plan for you. Keep moving forward. Don't be afraid. Keep leaning on Him. So many people are afraid of taking that next step of faith. Maybe you were injured in your past and you don't want to move forward. Maybe life threw a curveball at you and you didn't know how to react and you just went back to some old ways. Many life circumstances happen, but you can trust God that He has the future. All you got to do is say, "Yes, I surrender all." I don't know if you know this guy or not, but a guy by the name of Tim Tebow, he played football or baseball or something one time, maybe both, I don't know. He said this, "Why do you think we tend to forget that we have no control over the future? Why do you think we tend to forget that we have no control over the future? What do we do to try to keep the future under our control?" We go to a lot of extremes, don't we? You're either for God or you're against Him. You're all in one way or the other. John 15:5. Philippians 4:13 is Karen's life verse. John 15:5 is my life verse. This is Jesus speaking when He says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." For without me, Jesus says, you can do nothing. But with Him, all things are possible. See, we have limitations, don't we? God has no limitations. You can't abide in the world and abide in Christ as well. You cannot come for 1 or 2 hours and try to play and connect to Christ and the church and then disconnect the rest of the week. God wants you to go all in. He has better plans for you. He has a future that you're not even aware of right now. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, it says, "By faith, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." So Noah was in right standing with God because of his faith and believing in God. This Bible is the most important text message that you will ever read. You get a ding on your phone, are you tempted? Don't let nobody do this to me right now, because if you got my cell phone, don't do it. But when you get a ding, you go, "Ding." A minute ago when I was doing the children's message, "Ding." I was like, "Who is that?" God put His word out here. Best text message you'll ever read. There's nothing like it. As you read it, listen to God, trust and obey God, because with that comes comfort, joy, love, and the confidence in your life journey. Hebrews chapter 12. Glad you got your Bibles with you this morning. Hebrews chapter 12. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despised the shame, and set it down at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise be to God. Let us because of the power that exists in us as followers of Christ, let us keep running the race, pressing forward to the call that God has on our life and fulfill God's plan. Don't you give in to the world. Don't you give up on following God. It's God's plan. He will help you. He will empower you. He will equip you to do what He's called you to do. He won't leave you. Go all in for God. Because I'm here to tell you, beyond a shadow of a doubt and the confidence that God went all in for you. He went all in for you. We should go all in for Him. Amen. The drive we should have is to listen, to trust, and obey. Pursue with all of your heart, mind, and soul to please and honor God and introduce people to Him. You see, Noah and his family heard all the chatter. They heard all the advice. They heard all the persuasive words. But the one that prevailed, that they listened and obeyed, was God. Those negative people kept telling Noah, "You can't possibly finish this project. It's way too big. Why in the world would you finish it anyway? I don't know what you're doing, Noah. It don't make any sense." Placing all kinds of doubt on him. Telling him he can't. Telling him he can't. Don't you give in to the culture. Don't you give out your walk with God. Don't compromise God's plan for you. You may have those people in your ears as well saying you're no good, you can't do this. But you remember, as a child of God, you can do all things through Him. You and I, we are limited. As I'm getting older, I'm discovering more of those limitations. Anybody, amen, agree? I can't throw a baseball like I used to. There's a lot of things I can't do. But I'm confident that the God who I love and serve can do far more than my measly effort if I trust Him and obey. He can. He always said He would. Will you let God be the Lord, controller of your life? In Christ, when you do that, in Christ you have the confidence that greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. In Christ, you can know your eternal home is in heaven with Him, that He's preparing a place for you. In Christ, you can experience His plan, His promises, and His protection. In Christ, you can be assured that any difficult situation and challenge that comes up, that He will never leave you nor forsake you, for He will help you through. In fears, distress, grieving, you can rely on confidence that Christ will comfort you and will guide you. In Christ, you have the hope, you have the agape love, and that is a part of His family, that He will never, ever leave or forsake you. In Christ, you are filled with the Holy Spirit of God to complete and accomplish the task that He will empower you and equip you to do exactly what He's called you to do. Not for your glory, but for His glory. In Christ, you have all things. Will you go all in? By faith, will you go all in? We sing this often, "I surrender all." But can you take it further than your words? Will you live it out? "I surrender all." Even when it's out of your comfort zone, even when it's something you've never done before, will you take that risk and step out and go all in? The Holy Spirit of God is drawing many to make decisions and go all in. Maybe it's for salvation. Maybe today God's saying, "I love you. I love you. Ask forgiveness of your sins. I'm willing to forgive you. Believe in what I did on the cross for you. And then I ascended to the right hand of the Father. if you'll believe in me, I will save you. Maybe that first step is yours, but the second step, he's with you. Maybe you've done that, and you've even followed up in baptism, and your journey has brought kind of distractions into your life, and you've fallen away from God, and today he says, I want to restore the joy of your salvation. I want to renew your spirit and your mind and your soul. But you must be willing to repent and turn from that way and turn to me and me alone. Maybe today your heart's heavy and burdened about someone, about something. God says, come to me and I'll give you rest. Come to me and I will hear you. I will answer you. Some of you, this is where God wants you to serve. And you're here. You're being drawn by the Holy Spirit of God that this is the place that you need to join in as to what God's doing here. God's at work. Praise God of what he's doing. Let's just go all in. Let's go all in and just see what God can do. You know, I look at these guys over here in the sports, and I'm reminded of John Wooden. John Wooden was a basketball coach for UCLA many years, one of the outstanding Christian coaches. And he had a star player that went on to the NBA and went to the Hall of Fame. But at this time, he was playing for UCLA, and they were ahead of a team in basketball about 30 points. He went to the player and he said, go sit on the bench. He said, coach, what do you mean? He said, you wasn't giving me your whole effort. He said, well, coach, we're 30 points ahead. He said, you wasn't giving all your effort. He said, coach, we're 30 points ahead. He said, son, don't you realize I don't even look at the scoreboard. I just look at the effort of the players, and if they're not giving me all in, you're out. I don't care what your name is, who you think you are. If you're not giving me your all, go sit on the bench. And that player learned a valuable lesson. We keep looking at the prize before us, and that's Jesus Christ. Keep our eyes set on him. You're not finished until you stand before him face to face, and he says, enter in. And I pray that he does that. I pray that each one of you know him as your personal Savior. If not, today could be your day. Let's pray. As Christy comes and plays, God, would you place your comfort, your love and kindness, gentleness upon those that need to make a response to you today. Father, I pray that as they do that, that they take that step, that your presence is well known and well felt. Be it that this is the day of salvation, this is the day of renewal, this is the day that they come and kneel humbly and pray before you about something that's a concern and troubles their heart. Or even if this is the place, as followers of you that's been baptized, they want to join in what's going on at Rome Creek Church that you're doing here. I pray, Lord, that you would just be glorified in all things right now. That we do make a decision to go all in for you, not for anyone else, but for you. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you already have done. We lift your name up above all names, seeking you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.